This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a story about if now's the time for energy, with energy prices surging, to keep pushing China on solar panels. The Department of Commerce is investigating whether Chinese panels are being laundered through Southeast Asia to avoid U.S. tariffs. Now, trade groups say the probe is causing backlogs for solar installations in the U.S. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
The Department of Commerce launched the investigation in April because of a complaint from Oxen Solar, a California solar panel manufacturer. Mamoun Rashid is CEO.
The case is existential for us. Cheap panels coming from Southeast Asia just doesn't allow us to compete.
Rashid thinks his competitors in Vietnam and neighboring countries are basically Chinese subsidiaries using Chinese inputs. If that's the case, those panels should be hit with a tax that dates to the Obama administration. After 2012, Chinese solar exports dropped considerably, while exports from Southeast Asia soared.
It's very interesting how quickly the Southeast Asian countries scaled up production in such short order.
Trade groups representing some of the solar market's major players say the allegation is baseless. But just the prospect of retroactive tariffs on imported solar panels is creating unprecedented uncertainty. Greg Whetstone heads the American Council on Renewable Energy.
It makes it impossible for investors to step up and finance new solar projects, for developers to build those projects, and the supply of solar components is rapidly dried up.
The retroactive duties can end up adding up to 250% to the price of each solar panel, though that estimate is on the higher side. Whetstone says the U.S. should be bulking up domestic solar manufacturing, especially in light of supply chain issues laid bare by the pandemic.
But the way to do it isn't to blow up the existing economy.
Mary Lovely at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says the investigation has highlighted an uncomfortable trade-off.
Yes, I think we have seen that there is a tension between the Biden administration's environmental goals and its goals with regard to moving supply chains out of China.
The Department of Commerce will announce its preliminary findings by August 30th. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.